Ever since her role as an Alzheimer's-stricken doctor on Grey's Anatomy, actress Kate Burton has been experiencing a career renaissance. She's becoming almost as well-known as her father, the late Oscar-nominated actor Richard Burton. And at age 56, an age when many actresses wait by the phone, Kate Burton is juggling not one, but two great roles. On television, she's Sally Langston, a Bible-quoting, yet also murderous vice president in the hit ABC show Scandal. Here she is berating her husband when he claims he helped her get where she is.
You are the burden that I carry on my back as I make my way to salvation. You are my cross to bear. You are my original sin. You are pretty and stupid, and you can't make a living to save your life. What you have given me is our daughter, who can't keep her knees together. I suffer you. I got myself here.
It's a role set very much in the present. But at the Huntington Theater here in Boston, Kate Burton is starring in Anton Chekhov's 1895 play The Seagull as Irina Arkadyevna, a highly successful, high-maintenance actress.
Do you think I would ever leave the house, even go into the garden with a house coat on and my hair in a mess? Never! That's why I look so young. Nothing of the frump about me. I don't let myself go the way some women do. Look how light on my feet I am.
Earlier this week, Kate Burton came to our studios, and we asked her how she approaches characters like Madame Arkadyevna, who can come off as dislikable and insecure.
Well, the biggest thing as an actress when you're playing a character that is quote-unquote disliked is that you have to find the reason that these people do what they do. And honestly, for most actors, these kinds of characters are the most enjoyable to play because, God willing, they're very different from, you know, the actual person. So, you know, between Madame Arkadyevna and the Seagull, Sally Langston in Scandal, and Ellis Gray in Grey's Anatomy, these are all women who are really can be very tough and difficult at times. But what is the thread that links them together is that they all have reasons that they do what they do, just like every human on the planet has those reasons.
On Scandal, your part is the vice president, Sally Langston.
Yes.
And she is strict, she is conservative, she is religious, she's a Southern Republican.
Uh-huh.
And you've said that it's really fascinating to play her because things come out of her mouth that would never come out of your real life mouth.
Ever.
What is it like to play a character whose politics are so different than your own?
It's hilarious. Fascinating to play, you know, someone who is so polar opposite from you. And, of course, I'm a liberal Democrat from New York City. And, you know, Sally is a conservative Republican, you know, from the South. So fascinating for me.
Is there a major shift of psychological energy required to fly to the East Coast to Boston to be in a century-old Russian play and then fly to L.A. to be in this hit, pop, frothy soap opera show?
Well, you know, in some ways, there's a lot that links these two ladies. I mean, they're very self-obsessed. They're larger than life. They're very passionate. What I find is that I feel so extremely blessed to be an actress of 56 years old and to be playing these two extraordinary roles.
Even before Scandal,
yes,
you had Grey's Anatomy. And this,
yes,
really put you on the TV map
it
in
did.
A big way. You,
yes,
of course, played Dr. Ellis Gray, the mother of Meredith Gray, one of the sort of the title character in a sense. And we have a clip of you. It's one of the flashbacks of before Ellis Gray is sort of in her Alzheimer's state.
Yeah.
A flashback of you leading a morning meeting of doctors.
Okay, let's go. Trauma.
Abdominal closure on an MVC, and we will wait to see what comes in.
Neuro.
I have a laminectomy.
Just one? You got a golf game? You know what, people? I keep saying it. If you're not innovating, be generating.
Assertive, confident, domineering.
Yeah.
What do you make of all these roles you've landed playing these ambitious, hardcore, even semi-troubled women?
It's thrilling to play these people. You know, it's thrilling. It's why Bryan Cranston is playing, you know, LBJ right now. I mean, here is this magnificent actor. And, you know, I love to be in political dramas.
Well,
really
I've actually
do.
Thought of Bryan Cranston related to you because you and he have had these very similar trajectories where you were working actors,
yep,
for a very long time.
Yep.
No gigantic hits until you had gigantic,
yeah,
hits, which came when you were in your 50s.
Yes.
Is there a sweetness to that success coming
there
later
is.
In life?
It is very thrilling. I mean, you know, to see what's happened to Bryan. And for me with Grey's happened to me in my mid-40s, and then Scandal happened in my early 50s. And, you know, it's just, how thrilling is that to be able to have these abilities to rise to pinnacles in your 40s and 50s? And I think that's the way it should be. I mean, for me, it was perfect. Had it happened earlier, I might not have been able to handle it as well, but I'm appreciative of it, and I also am able to put it in perspective.
How would you describe what Grey's did to your career?
One day, I auditioned for a show where it was the mother of a young doctor, and she had early onset Alzheimer's, and I literally thought, oh, God, no.
You felt like that kind of character? Was
I just thought it was like I was aging myself too much.
You thought you'd forever be seen as this kind of decrepit.
Well, no, and I didn't know that it would be successful because nobody had seen it yet. We did the first 13 episodes out of the public eye.
Why did you think that role would be a liability?
I thought that I was too young to play it. Turned out I wasn't. It turned out a lot of people have early onset Alzheimer's. It's 46 years old. And then Shonda wrote an episode where I come into the hospital.
Shonda Rhimes, the
creator. Shonda Rhimes, the creator. And I come into the hospital, and it's the first time that anybody in the hospital has seen me.
And they don't realize you're addled at this
point. No, and that I have this terrible affliction. And that was honestly one of the most thrilling episodes of television or anything else I've ever done in my life. And then it went on the air. And it hit the zeitgeist in such a profound way. And I would be on the subway in New York, like within the first or second episode, and I was doing a crossword puzzle, as I always do, and this woman said to me, so, Dr. Grey, is that helping with your Alzheimer's? And this was the second episode had ever.
And so already you were...
I had no concept of what... I mean, I had been in Law & Order. I'd been in all the Law & Orders. I've been in tons of TV. But nothing had ever happened to me like that, like Grey's Anatomy. When that hit... It changed my life as an actress.
I do want to ask you about your parents, and I hope you don't groan when you think, oh,
no.
More Richard Burton questions.
Oh, no, I'm used to this.
You know, you have said that because you grew up in this family of actors, Richard Burton, your dad, your stepmother, Elizabeth Taylor, you saw a life that you didn't think you wanted, you know, alcohol and people fashion-obsessed and paparazzi, but you ended up realizing you can have that life and also have a serene life. But what's the recipe to follow your path and not your father's path?
I would say the biggest thing, and I've always said this, is, of course, my dad was an alcoholic. And, you know, when you're an alcoholic, it doesn't matter what you do for a living. It's going to invade your life. And so I am not. I'm happy to report. I am my mother's daughter. I'm my father's daughter, but I'm also my mother's daughter. And my mother was not at all an alcoholic. She was extremely on the ground. You know, I grew up with this kind of juxtaposition of a glamorous, you know, movie star, child of a movie star life in the summer times in various ports of call throughout the world, including, you know, Hollywood and London and, you know, the Mediterranean on a boat and Rome at Cinecittà. And then I spent my school years in New York City going to wonderful schools with my wonderful mom, Sybil, and my wonderful stepfather, Jordan. And my stepdad was a working actor, and my mom had a bunch of various very interesting things that she did, include run a nightclub in the 60s, which was hugely successful. But I had a very stable childhood. I saw both sides. And so, you know, and I wanted to be a working actor, and I've been able to be a working actor.
That's actress Kate Burton speaking to us earlier this week. For more information on The Seagull or Scandal, go to hereandnow.org. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.